Party began and Molly
on Channel 94.1.
Juul Labs is halting the sale of their mint flavor, their little mint flavor e-cigarette pods.
When's this going into effect? Do they know? Do they say, or this is kind of like the plan?
It said that they would stop selling.
Okay.
So I've been trying to find different outlets when I would imagine when the current stock is gone. They're not going to probably destroy what's already out there in markets, but they're not going to make any more. This is kind of weird, though, because the mint flavor is the one that they're going to stop selling. They are still going to offer menthol. Those are two different
flavors. Okay, because they're going to try to categorize the mint as menthol is what they, I had read that they're going to try to do to try to, you know, just relabel it.
So apparently menthol is not as popular. Mint represents about 70% of Juul's sales in the U.S. So
says Darth Vapor.
Yes. But they suspended sales of their other sweet flavors like unicorn milk and mango and fruit and cucumber when they found out that those were sort of targeting the younger underage
unicorn
vapors.
Milk?
Yes, there was a flavor called unicorn milk I was reading about.
Hey, if there's a kind of weed called panda smoke, it would be unicorn milk.
I don't know what unicorn milk tastes like or smokes like. I mean,
probably
I didn't
got a little salty or like a
sweet, I would think.
Yeah, sweet.
I mean, like cotton candy or something.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
It's unicorn milk. The Mavs hockey team, they're ranked 20th in college ice hockey, and they're going to face Wisconsin tonight and tomorrow at the Baxter Arena.
So there's no football loss tomorrow for Nebraska because it's a bye week.
Yeah, it's a win for us.
So
yeah.
This is a perfect weekend to let's play hockey.
Yeah.
Usually it's after the new year that a lot of people become hockey fans. I always have, because I'm a hockey fanatic, and usually like in January when football's done, guys will go, hey, Degan, we should go to a hockey game.
They're like,
guy.
Oh, because no more football?
I'm that guy.
I don't blame you. So Wisconsin, man, Wisconsin, number 12.
Now, Lancers, who are they playing? Lancers, I got a big game.
They play down in Lincoln against the Lincoln Stars at the Icebox. What do you always say?
Skate over their souls, baby.
Young lads for the Omaha Lancers, skate over their souls.
It's so dark.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy in Iowa who was sentenced to life in prison, and he's now appealing to the court to let him out because he died and they revived him.
So he's a new guy now?
So, no, this is an interesting loophole. So the idea is that he's a convicted murderer. He was sentenced to life in prison. And he's like, yeah, I served that life. And then I died. And then doctors revived me. And this is a whole new, like, that was, that I served that life sentence.
Yeah, he's going to lose that. He's gonna
I know.
Lose.
He was resurrected
so he thinks
five
that would
times.
Set him free.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was resuscitated five times in 2015 after collapsing in his prison cell. He had large kidney stones, I guess, that were like giving him septic poisoning. And despite having a do not resuscitate order, they revived him and brought him back. And he's like, listen, I said don't resuscitate me. You brought me back. That life is done. This life is new. I am done with my life sentence.
And they're like, shut up and eat your stew.
Right.
What an interesting case for the court.
This is where I would leave a broomstick in the cafeteria and all the guards go, we're going to take a break.
Leave you. Enjoy.
There's bigger food portions to whoever picks up the broom.
It's so weird. All right. Yeah. Because that's, you know, sometimes people get those sentences, you know, like four lives.
Yes.
You know, that always intrigues me, too.
It's right. Like, okay. When they're like, you're going to be serving four life sentences.
Yeah.
So, you know, but what's interesting is, like, I mean, so it's gone to appeals court. They denied his argument that he should be released because, you know, he's saying he fulfilled the terms of his life sentence. But obviously it could get appealed again. I mean, so who's to say what this guy. But
I thought this was one of those deals where you remember they used to say, be careful about resuscitating people because they could sue you. And I always hated that advice.
I'm like, oh, I hate that.
That's so negative. Like, don't put fear in somebody's head.
When they're trying to save you.
I remember that to be like, be careful. You jump in to save someone.
If they have a DNR. But that's like got to be a legal thing.
Or just that if you hurt them. Let's say somebody had a spinal injury and you're trying to do mouth to mouth and you can get blamed for hurting them. But the point is, I'm saying you're.
Yeah, it's.
Sucks. I hope somebody tries to save us when we clutch our chest.
Would you say, you'd save me if it had to be a mouth-to-mouth
scenario. You're lying on your
scenario.
Back of the airport watching everybody.
Absolutely.
You're watching everyone just walk past you.
Molly would be on top of me, blowing in my mouth. I'd be like...
No, she'd be swallowing your air.
Oh, like she does, like a cat.
She's plugging his nose.
Like a cat.
She's stealing his breath. She's resting on his chest, just stealing his sweet, sweet breath from his pillow lips.
It's weird. She's going from mouth to ear, mouth to ear. And then the ear, she's going, bye.
Stop it.
Hoovering up all of his air.
Yeah.
Oh. That's spooky stuff. That is
we can
so
just,
dark.
We can
and
just
she,
leave
could
on
also,
that one.
She could also say his last words were, I love you, Lair Bear. I mean, the whole, she just pulls a hat trick.
All of it.
Think you've heard all of the Big Party Show today?
Get what you missed this morning with Big Party, DeGan, and Molly.
With the Big Party Show podcast
at channel941.com.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning to you. 938-9400. It's Friday. Are we happy? It's cold out there, but that's all right. It's going to be mid-60s tomorrow. You'll be able to get maybe a tan line if you're out there. You know?
It's weird.
Yeah,
tomorrow's warmth would be the only headline if it weren't for the fact that the weather guys are already talking about Sunday into Monday, how cold Monday and Tuesday are going to be. It's weird. Like single digits Monday night. So I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I'm just saying, isn't that weird to go up to from where we are now, which is puffy coat weather,
yes,
to tomorrow, shorts, and then Monday.
Yeah, that Arctic push is coming through after
that's
Saturday.
Get so. Yeah, Mother Nature right now is your sketchy girlfriend. Yeah, I'm really warm right now. I'm cold.
I'm warm. I'm cold. I'm cold. I'm warm.
Is she on something?
Hello. How does the phone ring and then just stop ringing?
Did they answer?
Did you answer hello? I don't know. I've been
battling
like,
I can't
this cold
tell.
With patience.
It's
maybe
just...
our winner is in the middle of a kidnapping.
Someone's calling. Kidnapper
if,
answers.
If you're our winner, tap the phone 3 times. Hit the buttons.
Beep, now I feel like we're almost playing like with a Ouija board. Say yes.
Yeah. Well, I always make this joke. I don't know who answers their phone in 2019. I think it's weird.
I'm with you, Jeff.
I sit next to cubicle next to Party, and he always looks at his phone. It's an unrecognized number, and he goes, hello? I'm always like, what are you doing?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey,
hello?
Yes.
You're not a hostage. My Lord.
The kidnapper is out of the vehicle. Thank God.
Hey, we have this is the Big Party Morning Show. We had a question about your, you're a finalist, right, for this Epic Sound Adventure 3?
I am.
Jeez, well, you know what this phone call means.
That means I won.
No.
No,
it means
not
you're
at
the
all.
Second runner up. Or something.
Oh.
No, that's cool.
Oh,
yes, yeah. Congratulations.
You're going to oh, Las Vegas.
You.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Did you think you were going to win?
You know, I was listening to Ariana Grande for like since I won, so I was putting it into the universe. So I was hoping.
Aww.
Okay.
And it's a good way to end this year because I turn 30 next year, and I'm going to take my best friend, and we're both turning 30. So this is great.
Okay. This is fantastic.
Hey, when do you turn 30?
February.
February.
I turn 30 in January.
Okay.
So
this trip, it's perfect for you guys because this trip is in December. It's December, the weekend of the 14th. And so
yes.
Just to lay it down to you, what you're going to be doing here, we're flying you out to Vegas to go see Ariana Grande. You're going to be upgraded at the Cosmo. It's going to be a VIP upgrade. We got a $500 chip for you. You can do whatever you want with that, of course. Also, ziplining the strip. We're going to let you do that, which is awesome. You're going to have a fun time with that. And then also Hakkasan. If you two are clubbers, that's the club you want to be at, okay?
Okay.
All right.
What's your buddy's name? Who's your bestie that's going with?
Aaron,
okay. All right. Have you been to Vegas before?
I was just there in March, actually, for a bachelorette party.
Okay.
And I wasn't that big of a fan, to be honest. But I loved Fremont Street.
Okay.
I did like Fremont Street. I didn't really care for the strip that much. But, you know what, maybe it'll be a different experience. There won't be, like, 20 of us.
I'll tell you what, it totally will be because there won't be 20 of you. Yeah, a lot of times when you go to those... bachelorette or bachelor parties, it's all about the bachelor or the bachelorette, actually, and so you don't get to do what you want to do, and now you get to pretend like you're the bachelorette with your friend, and just you two just go out there and have fun on your birthday. You'll have a blast. It'll change your mind for sure. Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you for listening to Channel 94.1. That's awesome. All right, we'll have somebody get a hold of you and get you all the details. Okay.
Okay, perfect. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Oh, we love you. Say it again.
I love you guys.
Oh, say it again.
Just one more time. I mean, just we're having fun here. Seriously.
No, seriously, one more time.
And thank you for sharing that Berlin Wall information this morning. I appreciate that. I had no idea.
Really? You didn't know the backstory? Yeah, 30 years ago.
No, And to be honest, my parents were in Germany. I was born in Germany in 1990. So I called them. I was like, hey, were you guys there? Because I'm almost 30, and they were there. So
yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it was you're a freedom baby.
Yeah. I think I just, you know, I was there as well for some time, and I just think everyone should know that. And I just hope that people in schools that is touched on, you know, tomorrow's the 30th anniversary of the Berlin Wall coming down, and I think everyone should know about this, you know.
Yes.
And hopefully they do. All right, cool. Hey, well, congratulations. We'll talk to you when they get back, Caitlin?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks,
Kate. I appreciate
it. Okay, all right, see you later. Oh, she loves us.
She likes us. She really, really likes us.
Aww.
The tea is next
with the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Jonas Brothers are feeling Christmas. They just dropped their new holiday tune, Like It's Christmas, earlier today. And it's very, very Christmassy. So, we got to listen, or
we're trying to get it up right now. Having technical difficulties.
No Jonas worries.
Brothers. Yeah, we'll get to it in a second, Molly.
So the Joe Bros, you know, they're out on tour right now, but apparently they put out on Twitter overnight that hashtag Like It's Christmas is officially out now everywhere.
Sounds like any other Christmas song, but okay.
You make every day feel like it's Christmas.
Aww.
Never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list. Right up at the top. I can deny what I'm feeling inside. Nothing think about me.
All right, so brand
new Christmassy.
I'll sniff Santa's beard just like it's Christmas.
Chris Brown had a big yard sale this week. Neighbors were not pleased as hundreds of people descended upon his little private neighborhood to scoop up all of his designer leavings. One woman got more than she bargained for. She bought a Chris Brown hoodie and found a small canister of marijuana inside, some panda smoke. That was what was on the label.
Right? But how do we know? It's probably real, but you would never know.
I know.
I mean, if somebody walked away from your garage sale. And it's where's the legalese on that? Possession's 9/10 of the law, right? I mean, it's now hers.
Oh, it's totally hers.
Like, if she gets pulled over and you're coming home from a garage sale, and they're like, ma'am, you've got weed in your pocket. You're like, I just bought this at a garage sale.
It's legal in California, though.
Okay, all right.
So it wouldn't be like that bad of a moment.
Saying,
like
the scenario would be in lots of places, it's still possession.
And it's panda smoke.
Billie Eilish played a secret Nashville gig. She's doing a live album, and it's produced by none other than Jack White. It's an interesting pairing. He just seems so antisocial. But apparently she's going to come out with a live album next month after doing this super secret gig.
So they recorded it. It's not like a studio production. It's just they had cameras rolling.
Yeah. They had a live album going. I guess it was like a pop-up performance. It doesn't have a release date. It'll be only available on vinyl. So that's the other thing. So this is going to be a hot collector's item because I think only Nashville and Detroit are going to be the ones probably getting the issues, but I'm sure super Eilish fans will hunt them down.
And it also was Phineas.
Yes.
Phineas, her brother. Her brother, yeah.
The Blue Room. Do we remember the Blue Room in Nashville?
I've never been in, I don't know. God, it's, I mean, after a while, it's all blur. The Blue Room.
So this week, everybody was abuzz because Keanu Reeves stepped out with a new girlfriend. And it had been, you know, decades since we saw him romantically linked to anyone. And a lot of people mistook the new woman for famed actress Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Well, Helen Mirren has weighed in on the confusion by saying that that was very flattering on me because she's obviously lovely. So Helen Mirren is 74 years old, but she's ageless. I mean, you look at her and you're like, my God, what is your beauty regimen? You have unbelievable facial features. While Reeves' girlfriend is 46.
So she's probably crying right now.
Yeah, she's like, wait, what?
You do not look like Helen Mirren.
Weeds is coming back to cable. Starz is working with the star of their once hit television series. So Mary Louise Parker is set to star once again in a Weeds follow-up. It takes place 10 years after the series left off in 2012. It was about a suburban mom turned drug dealer. Her name was Nancy.
How many in California? So she'd be out of work, right?
Yeah. I mean, now you don't need a drug dealer, so it'll still be interesting to see how they play into the whole, it's legalized now. But the sequel is tentatively titled Weeds 420. So that'll be...
Is 420 even a creative reference anymore?
No, I don't think so anymore. I mean, it was that thing for a long time. 420, man! You know, but I don't know. I think everybody's just like, yeah, all right, 420.
Because now when if you ever even mention 420 as a time,
yeah,
people, you have to go... And that has nothing to do with weed. It's just the flight is here at 420.
Yeah.
The hit series Super Nanny is also coming back.
The hit, you said?
It was like a huge deal. I watched every once in a while. She was that British nanny who would go to like horrible American homes and like be like, your children are spoiled brats and I will turn them around.
What was the term? Au pair? An au pair? Isn't that what it's called?
Yes, an au pair. So her name, Jo Frost, and it followed her as she went across the country, helped families with their parenting issues.
With her glasses. It was kind of like she was dressed like she was the naughty teacher.
Yeah, she had a skirt on and everything.
She'd yell at the kid, but it kind of felt like the daddy was getting into it.
Yeah.
Like when the cameras weren't rolling, she was telling him to suck his thumb and sit in the corner. That's what I saw.
Maybe that was the B-roll. Super Nanny ran through 2011. So it's been off air for about 9 years, and it's going to come back January 1st on Lifetime.
America could use a British nanny.
Yes.
And I'm talking about us adults.
We need some help.
Go. What's Kanye doing? He had some crazy
news. Wants to change his name to Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West.
Oh.
He says he wants to do it for about a year so people start taking him seriously as a Christian, a genius, and a billionaire.
So people didn't take this comment serious yesterday when he made a statement about running for president.
When I run for president in 2024, we're going to definitely know what y'all laughing at. When I run for president in 2024, we would have created so many jobs that I'm back on the run, I'm going to walk.
That look actually scared me.
I know. He's got that like humorless, like, I'm not kidding. You're like, I can't tell when you're saying stuff that you know is crazy or when stuff that you're saying.
Again. Play him.
You want to play it again? Here we go. Here we go.
We want to definitely.
All right. Hold on. Here we go.
When I run for president in 2024, we want to definitely know what y'all laughing at. When I run for president,
listen how silent it got.
I know. That's Kim Kardashian's every day.
I'm a walk. Yeezy is going into innovation, and we.
How do you know?
When I run for president in 2024, we're going to definitely know what y'all laughing at.
Oh, that look is awesome.
I mean, just imagine the crazy stuff that he must say on the daily that Kim's just like, okay, remember not to laugh because he might not be joking. Take the cue off of him.
Or he learned it from her.
Yeah, one or the other. They're both a match made.
Every time he tries to make a joke and she goes, what? I mean, what I love is how long he holds the pause.
Yeah, the pause is fantastic.
Before he gets back into it.
The look is awesome.
President 2024, we're going to definitely know what y'all laughing at.
Wow, that's great.
That's what you do, kids. Learn the pause.
Learn
the
pause.
The power of the pause.
To stop short. Wait till everyone is quiet. and let that quiet linger till it's just uncomfortable. And then you go, what are you laughing at? I'm serious. And then you're like, I'm just playing.
Let's get this started. Because I need you now. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.